Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I don't know how you guys do it.
Talk to me.
But I did it yesterday.
Let me guess. You bet.
Nope. I watched every single game that was possibly on TV.
Welcome to the club. How do you feel?
I feel like a load. Yeah, I feel like a load.
And the yoon, I don't know. That could mean a couple of different
means
things.
Like I feel like
a load.
I didn't get off the couch.
Oh, couch potato.
Watch the second half of the Colts game from Berlin.
Yeah.
Watch the
6:30 action.
Watch the Buccaneers Patriots. That was a great game.
Yeah.
Watch the Niners. Watch the little Chargers. Then watch the Warriors. So I didn't really get a lot of exercise yesterday.
Yeah. But what you do, Steiny, is you do what I do and Evan. And I'll get into coach, and Vallejo gave Evan the ultimate radio compliment over the weekend. I'll get to it in a bit here. But Steiny, you go work out first.
Yeah.
So I got up at 7 a.m. like I was getting ready for work, went to 24-hour. Then you feel better and not guilty about staying in the casino, as I call it, all day.
Yeah. Anyway, fun day watching football.
Well, the afternoon game.
Well, Niners got beat 42-26.
They hung 40 on you, huh? Let's
you
be
know,
honest.
It's funny. We go into a game like this, and we know it's going to be tough, and then it is tough, and we're kind of surprised that it was tough or about the result. This was going to be a really hard game for the Niners to win, obviously.
You know what? I'm not mad at you. Shout out Tupac. But I heard Shasky and Spadoni this morning, and Shasky's just blaming everything under the sun, the misses in the draft. But that's not what this was about. This was about, I believe, ownership thinking defensively, Steiny, we're not going to make a move or use capital on something that's bigger than just a guy or two. With that said, I'm with you. This was going to be difficult. I said on Friday, shout out Ice Cube, what I didn't like about this matchup was the fact that you kind of stole one Thursday night for the nation to see a few months ago, Steiny, when you beat the Rams in overtime. But I didn't see 21-0 happening. And that's what the score was early. And I got to give it to the Rams. They came in and they kicked the Niners' ass offensively. Defensively, the Niners had no answer. And they got traction offensively too late, right? And every time the football gods gave the Niners a chance on third or fourth down, it just felt like Stafford and the Rams had the answer to the test.
Yeah,
42-26.
You know, I thought the 49ers, the word I would use is they were outclassed yesterday.
Mm.
That Rams team was ready to go. They're healthy, and they knew I think they knew if they came in here and dotted their I's and crossed their T's, they'd be able to win this game. The interesting part about this game is Kyle Shanahan afterwards saying that
I couldn't believe he did this, but go ahead.
Yeah, that Purdy could have gone as the backup, but he didn't want to put him in that situation. So it sounds to me like Brock Purdy's got a good shot at playing next week, and according to Kyle Shanahan, he could have gone definitely is what he said. And I'm assuming he meant the backup spot there, but then said, I just decided to hold him and not put him in that situation. We'll get to all the sound next segment. But any thoughts on the way Kyle's handled the quarterback situation?
Well, you know, I thought I was giving him an A+ if you asked me to grade it, because I thought Purdy was unavailable. But I text you late last evening telling you that you could take a victory lap, and that was because you insinuated or said or alluded to the fact that maybe Brock can go and Kyle's not playing him. So I don't understand, and you can help me out, and the listeners can too, Stunny. I didn't understand why he would divulge that information, because now you're basically telling us if Brock is good enough to get in a game and play football, forget what label, then he's good enough to start the game. And when I hear you say that about your quarterback that he could have played, I do kind of just take a step back like, huh? But that's neither here nor there. I don't think the quarterback position is why you got beat. But, Stani, I do expect, and I'm on record, and Evan clipped me last week for social saying we might not see Brock Purdy the rest of this season. But when I hear that come out of the coach's mouth, there's no doubt in my mind, Arizona on the road this Sunday, Brock Purdy should be, and I expect him to be under center, right?
If he's healthy enough, yeah. I mean, to my way of thinking, and it kind of doesn't matter.
Do we have that sound?
Yeah. Here you go. This is Kyle Shanahan.
He could have gone, definitely. I just decided to hold him, not put him in that situation. Yes, it depends on how close to 100% he gets. Our dilemma, or what we're trying not to do, is put him out in the situation we did versus Jacksonville 5 weeks ago or six, whatever it was. So I do believe he's closer and further along than what he was at that time. So hopefully he'll have a chance this week.
Definitely, he could have gone. I held him out. I don't know, or it sounds like I'm speaking for the coach, ball coach, Donnie, if he'll ever be 100%. So when he hits the field, nobody really knows what that number is.
Well, but he's going to be judged as though he were 100%. Listen, people might not like to hear this, but he didn't want to bring him back against the Rams.
And Mac Jones was good. He was good yesterday.
He was fine.
They just got, you know, Jennings fumbled. Doesn't help. You get stopped on downs on a horrible 4th-and-1 run. That was behind Trent Williams. And you turn the ball over, but you just got going too late, man. Down 21. But it got to 21-14 and 28-21.
And what does that get you?
What you said, sucker, in the meeting room with Evan, that you thought maybe the Niners had a chance, and
No, I was being facetious.
Are
you kidding me?
So are you telling me at 28-21, and again,
they hadn't stopped them all game long.
You were right.
No, I never thought.
Okay.
I
thought you were being for real then.
No, I was being facetious. I was like, oh boy, get that 4th-and-2. Yeah. You do this, you know.
Yeah.
Game was one-sided. Yeah. And you know what? Here's the other thing I feel like.
It was.
When it's 21-0 and you end up winning 42-26, you can't really measure anything.
Okay.
Like, they were down 3 scores.
Yeah, you can that you got your ass kicked.
Yeah.
Because in Madden, you got to give up the sticks.
Guess what?
That's a skunk.
Guess what? The Cardinals were down 35-0, and it ended 44-22.
All right.
So this...
I thought you were being real.
Hell no.
Because I was thinking, Stoudy, one fumble, you know, one mishap, one errant throw, you know, you get the Niners offense the ball back down 7. It didn't happen, and I just need to know where fans are at and where Robert Saleh and this Niner defense goes after this performance, because, Stani, there was miscommunication in the secondary. They threw at Renardo Green early and often 7 to 8 times, and they had success. They did whatever they wanted offensively.
Yeah.
So do you just chalk this up as it was just the Rams? And what I hate, Niner fans, is just the guru computer thinking. You got Arizona, who got embarrassed, and you play them next Is that a good thing they got embarrassed? I don't know. But off defensively, that was as worse as it got outside of the Houston performance who held the ball. But yeah, Miss Donnie, now you're the eighth seed if you're into the standings. If the season ended today, they're not in. They're eighth.
Yep. 42-26, they get beat by the L.A. Rams. And they're 6-4. Third place in the NFC West, eighth place in the NFC overall. So yeah, if the playoffs started today, the 49ers wouldn't be in the playoffs, but we're only 10 games into the season. So look, we knew it was going to be like this. This team, this team's probably from this point out going to have a lot of trouble against good teams. They're going to have trouble against Seattle if that game means anything. Now they're going to have trouble against the Colts, probably.
Yeah, the Bears.
And now the Bears and the... The Bears and the Panthers game are probably going to determine whether or not the 49ers go to the playoffs or not. But I also get the sense, just from 49er fans, that there's just a resignation about this team, that they're swimming uphill. Upstream, I should say. They're running uphill. They're swimming upstream, and
it's getting more difficult.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it just is.
You can't be mad about anything defensively, right? With what you're without, and should you just be happy you're 6-4?
I don't know how you can be mad at the defense. Oh,
but boy, that was that was a clinic, a masterclass by the Rams offense.
888-957-9570 is the number. It's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, second down. Jones, pressure in his face. Throws Chains, has a catch. And Jones, oh, and it's loose, and the Rams will pick it up. Cameron Kitchens with some blockers. Turnover, and the Rams have it after what would have been a big play. Cam Curl punched it out.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady on the call.
Tom was great, Steiny.
The 49ers, they were down 14-0 at that point.
Yeah.
They were driving, and Juwan Jennings ends up catching a ball, looked like a big gain, fumbles, Rams get it. They score, and that's pretty much your ball game at 21-0.
Yeah, and Jennings, you got to hang on to it. Not no fumbles happen, but, you know, I was so impressed with Brady, Sonny. I wrote down a couple of quotes he said real quick, and I know we're not in L.A., but they ran the three tight end grouping, and it's all based on Nacua getting hurt. And he said necessity is the mother of invention, and they found ways to go to this three tight end grouping, and they played against a base defense, and you're dealing with three or four combinations, so it simplifies the defensive playbook, and they just now have three tight ends getting guarded by linebackers, Sonny, and I mean, they're just killing it right now, and he's just – their groupings, they used as a weapon yesterday, and that's why you saw Gifford chasing. It was Copps and Roberts, and he wasn't the only one. Multiple tight ends by the Rams yesterday, and they just – it looked real easy and impressive yesterday.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. I think we knew this was going to be a tough game, particularly after the 49ers won the first matchup between the two. I think ideally it would have been a little bit closer than that, but, you know, I get the sense, I'm trying to figure out where 49ers fans are right now, and I guess the silver lining is that there's nothing really left to do. Mm. You're not going to make a move. You have only one thing left to do, and that's put the best team you can out there with the healthiest players you can out there and play the next seven games and see if you can win four of them and then see if that's good enough.
Yeah. And but, the Rams got, oh, go ahead.
Yeah. But there's really nothing to do here except possibly waiting for a couple guys to get healthy.
Yeah. And,
that's it.
And by my accounts, Donnie, that's on the offensive end, because to me, what it looks like the rest of the seven games that the Niners play, and for them, and I talked about it, throw a parade if this team with all its injuries as a whole was able to get to the playoffs. Now you're on the outside looking in. You still got time. But, Steiny, you need this team to have its offense be perfect. And I'm asking you, is it because the Rams put on this clinic, have you lost any confidence in the defense? Because
yeah, I mean, the defense is just
your man, Steiny. I mean, but there were breakdowns, and this was a team, but you had Warner when you went up and beat them last. But I was blown away that the Rams, you said they were up 14-0. Well, guess what? Last time you hooked up in L.A., you were the team that got up 14-0. You were the team that you know, started off well. And yesterday the Rams came out and for the whole game basically did whatever they wanted to do. I'm just wondering, Steiny, okay, this wasn't good enough to beat the Rams, and I've given Saleh his flowers for what he's made up for. But I guess now I'm thinking, in the NFL is a week-to-week league, in my opinion. All right, can you do something against Arizona and Brissett? Was it just the Rams, you know? And you're kind of hoping that's the case.
I think it's – look, I don't think I'm telling 49er fans anything they don't know, but it's going to be virtually impossible to make a run in the postseason because you're going to have to play two or three good teams, and they can't beat a good team, I don't believe. Mm. At least at this point with that defense. And I just think as the season moves on and the more teams have to play for, that's gonna show up. But you still got to play the games and you still got to put that defense out there. And I don't know. Could the one thing that seems apparent to me is it doesn't feel like a lot of fans out there even have the thought of, well, if Brock comes back, we get the offense humming and we can there seems to be a resignation about this team that it's just not our year, but we enjoy how gritty you're playing, but we don't believe you're going anywhere.
And maybe that's why Lynch did what he did, which was nothing at the deadline, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think one player would have made a difference here. Now, if he could have gotten two or three, maybe that's a different story, but it's clear they didn't want to give up any draft capital.
Yeah, and what hurts, if I'm a Niner fan too, Steiny, because you know how I watch games with my heart, but as ugly as this got, and it was 21-0, 21-7 at half, you score right out of the half. I mean, George Kittle's just reminding everybody how spectacular he is, just at his job. And you get within seven, so it's one thing to kind of accept defeat and say we can't stop him, but you got to stop or two. And then the defense is put in a position to where if we can get one stop or even a turnover to help us out, it would have felt like a football lottery ticket. Steiny, it's just kind of you die of many deaths because you couldn't get that stop.
Yeah,
I thought you were being so for real in the room when you were saying you got within seven twice.
I mean, the bottom line is the way I look at football, especially a game like this, unless you have the ball and down a score less, you're not in it. I mean, sure, you can make a play and turn a game around, but the 49ers cut it to seven, and in both times they cut it to seven, the Rams just...
Allen Iverson, they answered.
They just ran up the field and scored. So even when they got it to 21-14, you know, they hadn't really had a lot of success on defense. So,
but you're saying, you know, a fumble, anything.
Look at the defense. Like, this is where we got to be honest.
And we are.
Okay, well, look, Stafford, Williams, Nacua,
Corum,
Adams,
go ahead.
Higbee, Corum. You're not going to stop that team if you're Parkinson, the 49ers defense.
Yeah, Higbee.
Like, that's too good of an offense. They'll exploit that the 49er defense. And I don't care how good a coach Robert Saleh is. I mean, if you're playing second-rate type players and you're playing a team like that, you're going to get hammered.
All right. I need your help, though.
Stafford did that previous two opponents.
Yeah.
He's had three straight games now with four touchdowns.
Listen to how on fire their offense was, Donnie. They came into the game, the Rams, that is, scoring touchdowns on their nine last visits or trips to the red zone. And they come in here and get four touchdowns. So it just speaks to how good they are and how incredible it was for the Niners to steal that game, because that's what they did. You know, a couple months back when they won on Thursday night. But I truly need your help. I don't need you to fight me. I just need your help. So we saw the Niners have a turnover on downs. They ran a fourth and one, didn't get it, and McCaffrey had the ball. And I know McCaffrey's been everything to this team. But, Steiny, my takeaway is, how do you think that Kyle Shanahan could implement Brian Robinson Jr., who had only 8 carries, 41 yards, but you could just tell 5 yards a pop, there was a more physical component when he ran the ball. And I was just thinking to myself, and I'm going Monday morning quarterback, maybe if he would have had the rock on 4th and 1 and you're not running to the outside and you're running up the gut, maybe Robinson Jr. could have had the rock, you know, in that situation, and maybe you get it. Or am I saying, come on, Goo, you can't take away your best player? But yesterday, I think it was apparent to the naked eye that Robinson's, he's different than McCaffrey, but how can you implement him a bit more?
I mean,
I'm not saying that's why you lost, partner, but maybe on short yardage situation, you give it to him.
Okay, so.
Just a thought I had watching that game yesterday.
But this is kind of where, like, so all season through 9 games, we're just going to rave about how great McCaffrey is. He should be in the MVP consideration. Nobody's gutsier, nobody's tougher, nobody, blah, blah, blah.
But a lot of that's in the passing game. No shade at McCaffrey.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. He got 8 carries. You're down 21-0. Like, there weren't going to be a lot of carries in that game. How many times did McCaffrey carry yesterday? I don't even know.
12.
Okay, so
for 30 yards, 2.5 a pop. Robinson had 5.1 yards.
I don't believe Robinson's a better runner than McCaffrey. He's tough, no doubt about it.
I'm not saying that.
I'm I'm just saying, but I'm physical. I'm sure Robinson benefits from getting the ball. If I don't know, is McCaffrey not even in the game? A lot of times he's not in the game. So maybe you do want to use Robinson more. But, you know, this game was.
Yeah, it was about the defense.
Yeah. Greg's in San Ramon. Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
To me, the game's broken out. There's some good news and some bad news. And with the bad news first is it's bad for the 49ers is I think the Rams are probably and have been all year the best team in football. I mean, yeah. If you look back, they could be undefeated. I mean, they probably should have beat the 49ers, and they definitely should have beat the Eagles. And with Devontae Adams, you know, it's just ridiculous. But what I noticed yesterday was they were just killing the 49ers on that little screen pass. The blocking was just perfection. And what was missing was usually if the 49ers were to compete like they did the first game, the guy that would break up those little screen passes, because they were just overpowering them, Fred Warner would always go in and knock that lead guy off, and then they would all gang tackle after that. He wasn't there to do that. They don't have anybody strong enough to break that screen pass. And the Rams are smart. They're well coached. They noticed that, and they just kept going to it and going to it, and they were just breaking off huge yards. The good news for the 49ers is I think they're probably good enough to make the playoffs, and then anything could happen in the playoffs. But, I mean, let's face it, the Rams are probably the best team in football.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, the closest the Niners got in that game, to my way of thinking, was when it was 21-14.
All right.
6 minutes left in the third. And
fourth down.
Fourth and two.
Yeah.
Niners had a shot. And they just got it. And then they took it in for a score to go back up two scores. But the Niners never could get the ball in the one-score game yesterday. 888-957-9570 is the number. Kyle Shanahan said he knew this was going to be a tough one.
I mean, we knew it would be a big challenge going in. We know how good they are, but we thought we could slow them down and find a way to get off on third down. We obviously didn't do that very well. We did it twice there in the first half, got none in the second half. Thought we had a chance down there in the red zone. When Stafford scrambled, we came up to get him and gave him a touchdown there. But it wasn't anything really in particular, just not good enough.
That was a great play by Stafford. I think he fooled everybody. Yeah. I think he fooled everybody and tricked him into thinking he was going to run in, and then he backed up. And
I saw it.
Just kind of threw it over the defender's heads for an easy touchdown.
Now, my question to you and the listeners and myself, Stoney, is how he said how he knows how good the Rams are. It's 6-4. You know, how good are the 49ers? And I know Brissett's not Stafford, and they, you know, got Harrison Jr., but he's no Adams or Nacua. You know, do teams just look at what the Rams did offensively? Or do what Houston did and keep the ball away? I'm just getting to the point of how good are the Niners with their defense?
They're like a play-in team in the NBA. Mm. That's the way I'd look at them right now. They're a play-in team. And if they win some games down the stretch, they'll get in. But I don't think they're going anywhere. Mm. It's tough to imagine this team going anywhere with this defense.
Right.
And I don't know. Is Brock Purdy enough to overcome that?
Well, probably it wasn't yesterday, and they didn't. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, just
I was thinking you were saying Mac Jones, and the bottom line, as great as the offense was, or if you think the Niners' offense wasn't the reason you got beat, well, then the standard is you got to be perfect, and the Niners' offense in the first half wasn't, and I know fumbles happen, but that's why that Jennings fumble was a killer, Steiny. Like, you just can't afford that.
Yeah. I mean,
you just can't.
You can't.
And no Pearsall. I mean, I love what I saw from Kittle, McCaffrey in the receiving game, and Robinson when he got the rock. But to ask an offense to be perfect, man, you saw that yesterday where they just got seven in the first half, and now you're chasing.
Yeah, the bottom line, too, is when you get down, 49ers, they're not very good when they get down, especially this year, because their defense isn't very good. But this team,
Tom Brady talked about that.
This team can't come back from a 21-0 deficit. I mean, I shouldn't say they can't, but they're not really built for it because they want to run the football. But guess what? They can't run the ball, and they haven't been able to stop the run.
Yeah. Can I ask you? Go ahead.
That's a problem.
Yeah, it is. It's a big problem, Snoddy. It is a big problem. Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick Bourne, the last time he hooked up and they played the Rams, he went bonkers. 10 catches, just doing any, looking like Randy Moss. Yesterday, Steiny, and here lately, he's had one reception for 19 yards, and he's had that rapport that he's had with Mac Jones, even at another locale. I'm just asking you, what do you think's happened to Kendrick Bourne in that connection with him and Mac?
They're probably game planning more for him.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy has 200-yard receiving games, and he's not a superstar. You can probably take that away if you want, if a good defense wants to take it away. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Santa Clara. Hey, Mike. How you doing, man?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I mean, I just want to say, like, you know, we kind of just showed, like, in a way, you know, we're kind of a middle-of-the-pack kind of team. I mean, look, you know, and going off of what Greg was saying, too, Rams are one of the best teams in the NFL. You know, with the amount of injuries that we have, especially on the defense, and, I mean, in that case, the offense, too, we're not at full strength whatsoever, guys. I mean, you know, in general, I just feel like, you know, yeah, we can maybe make the wild card at this point, but, you know, I'm even looking, and I talked about it on my last call, too, you know, we have the Seahawks in week 18 or whatever it is, and, you know, I don't think that we could even compete with the Seahawks at this point. I just feel like, you know, we're just, again, middle pack of kind of the team, just kind of lick our wounds at this point and just kind of get ready for the next season in a way, because we don't have the weapons that are healthy enough. I mean, the Niners just have a history of just having constant issues with injuries at this point. And I just don't really see us making a big run. Yeah, can we make playoffs? Sure, not a big deal, especially with the strength of schedule and everything. I mean, you got the Panthers, and you know, you have the Titans coming up and everything like that. But again, I just don't see it really coming around where we're going to be a real, true contender with all the injuries at this point. So that's all I wanted to say, guys.
Yeah, thanks. No, and Mike, I'm with you. I don't think this team's a true contender either.
But that's why it was so fascinating where they were at with their record coming in, you know, this game, and the fact that they're sitting two games over and still got a chance.
Yeah, and that's, you know, a lot of this is schedule related, and like we knew this was going to happen. Look at the next four games.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
They can go 2-2 in those games.
But if you look at the NFC, Stani, you kept saying and banging that drum, 10 can get you in. 10 might not get you in now.
If you get to 8-6, you're going to control your own destiny because you'll have the Bears. If you beat the Bears, it's so interesting. The year's probably going to come down to whether they can beat the Bears and or the Panthers. And
well, Panthers is Monday night. They looked sorry yesterday.
If you can't
lost to Saints,
beat both those teams, then
you don't deserve it.
Then you're right in the middle of the pack. But I think that's where we know this team is anyway.
Yeah, but you know, and there's not a walking soul that watched that game or was in the stadium like my cousin Norman. It flew out here all the way from Mississippi to get disappointed like that, but it happened. But Stani, the first three drives for the Rams, I charted this, 26 plays, 209 yards, 9 yards, and 21 points. Then they went three possessions with 11 plays, 32 yards, 0 points. So the defense got some traction, and the Rams punted twice on the day. But I see you smirking.
That to me.
But when you get within 7, yeah. I guess.
Right. That's right.
The divide is we can't stop them when we need to. And the Rams did. You got them to a 4th-and-2, and Nacua caught it, and that was the story.
You get down 21-0. All bets are off after that. Mm. Like you get, you know what? You get down 21-0.
Yeah, at home.
Mac Jones should have a big day because he's going to have to throw a lot. Mm. And again, the Rams they get up 21-0. And you know what?
Yeah.
They let up a little bit.
Man.
And then it gets to 21-14 and they go, oh, we need a score here. And they go get one.
Right.
And then the 49ers get it to 28-21 and then they go, well, we need a score here.
Yeah.
And they go get one. And then they probably think, let's get a stop here just to put this thing away.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's not that easy, but if you just look at this, look at the
I got you, man.
There was a talent discrepancy there yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've said this, and you're right. Like, this stuff's all catching up with them. The injuries on defense are certainly catching up to them. And, you know, they're gonna have trouble stopping competent offenses.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this, and you tell me if I'm being greedy, Stani. So there's 1:10 left in the second quarter right before halftime. The Niners had a chance to do the double up. But it's 1:10, it's the Rams. You get the ball, Stafford misses a wide open tight end. I forget the name of the tight end, misses that, and they punt. So you get the ball, 1:10 left, and you start the possession with a delay of game. Like, and I know it's only 5 yards, but you can't have that happen, and you get nothing out of that possession. But I'm just thinking to myself, that's what it was going to take in regard to perfection for this offense to even scare the Rams. And you're right. It was like an NBA team since you brought up the play-in. I do like that one. Being up 20, 25 points and then kind of letting their, you know, foot off the gas. And here come the Niners. But I'm just nervous about this team moving forward, about what they're not without defensively. Can you expect them to really you stop a good offense or a mediocre offense. Because Houston, the Texans were mediocre, and they kept you on the field forever and a day.
I don't think there's anything to be nervous about if you're a 49er fan. Your defense is flat out depleted. It's not a playoff defense. You've got bit by the injury bug. You've got a lot of young players. So, like, now they just got to go out and play. Like, there's nothing to be nervous about. You're not Super Bowl contenders reeling, and you gotta get it back together. So you're just a middle of the pack team at 6-4 who won a couple big games early. Now we find out that they're 3-4 since their 3-0 start, and there's nothing to do other than try to scrounge out some more wins and go ahead and make the playoffs, if for no other reason than to give the young guys their first crack at it.
Do you think I'm being too tough? Because I've said this saying, and I took it from John Madden, the great John Madden, rest in peace, Donnie. A cornerback's best friend is a pass rush. And it's apparent the Niners just can't get home at all. And Stafford was back there with his Norelco. If he wanted to shave, make a sandwich, whatever he wanted to do, he had an answer. But Jair Brown, Mustafa, Renardo Green, all these young guys getting experience, Donnie, they're upped in staff. They're getting picked on.
Right.
Do you think I'm being overly critical on them because there is no pass rush? Or can you be? Is it fair to be like, no, that's not good enough, what you put out there yesterday? Because there's miscommunications going on left and right to me in the secondary. And you got all youngsters those, back there.
Right. So all those guys in the secondary are young. And you're playing a team with a quarterback who's been in the league 17 years and can put the ball on the money.
Man.
You've got two of the top receivers in the NFL. You don't have much of a pass rush. Like, to me, it was, what did we really expect?
And you got tight end University over there he was using all three of them, Stafford was.
What you needed was for Matt Stafford to make some mistakes, and he was not going to make mistakes yesterday. I think he had one ball that I thought could have been picked. Yeah. Other than that, I mean, he was just laying it in there.
Four TDs. And
they weren't able to be stopped yesterday.
And they averaged 4.2 yards on the ground between Williams and Corum, and they didn't put it on the carpet like they did last time these two teams played. So that was another component that the Niners, the takeaways. They got them last time they played. They didn't get them this game.
Yeah. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Anything surprise you yesterday? If you're a San Francisco 49er fan, as disappointing as it was there anything that just wasn't acceptable, even though this is a young team and this team is still trying to figure out a lot of, I should say it's a young defense. I shouldn't say it's a young team because it's the offense obviously has some players. Also, on the other side, I want to bring up something, Kyle Shanahan thing that, I don't know. He's got this.
It's bothering me.
He's got this pattern, and I want to know if it should be something he should just automatically do every game. I'll talk about that on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers get beat yesterday, but they're still 6-4 with a little action. 49ers in a shambles.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.